This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Wa amma ba'du, our brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiated and described the believers, and may Allah count us among them, as those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. They love Allah more than anyone and anything else. I remind myself and you that Islam is the name of the relationship between our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us. The kalima shahada is an affirmation of that relationship, and the one who accepts it is a Muslim. To accept this relationship means to believe it in your heart, state it with your tongue, and act upon it with your limbs. That is the definition of iman, faith. Not merely to know, but to believe and submit our will and obey. That's why the first and foremost demonstration of that is Salah, which is evidence and proof of our iman, of our faith. That is also why the first question that will be asked in the grave will be Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? The angels will not ask who is the Rabb of the universe. They will not say Man Rabbul Alameen. They will say Man Rabbuk. They will ask, who is your Rabb? Did we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, as our Rabb? Rabbi Allah is the answer. My Rabb is Allah. And that answer has to be justified and proven with evidence from our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, a differentiating characteristic of the believers, and said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. But the believers love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great intensity, more than anyone and anything else. The question is, can you love someone you don't know? But how can we know Allah when we can't see Him? We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reflecting on His bounties. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began Surah Al-Fatiha after mentioning His name with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated this connection with gratitude, with shukr in Surah Al-Fatiha. All praise and thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. The very first thing that we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is for introducing Himself to us, for honoring us with His word, for honoring us with His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for honoring us with guidance to Himself and therefore to Jannah. The biggest need of humankind is not money or political or military power or anything else, but guidance to the way of justice and compassion and charity and concern for one another, and when we die, Jannah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all His messengers and prophets, who were the best of all human beings, with the greatest of gifts, that is guidance to the path of steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yasin wa al-Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleena ala sirati mustaqim. Allah said, Yasin, which is one of the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu wa al-Qur'an al-Hakim, by the Qur'an al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by the Qur'an. Innaka laminal mursaleena. Verily and truly, you are from the messengers, ala sirati mustaqim. And you are on the path of steadfastness. That is also why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this dua, to ask Him for guidance, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, 17 times every day in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the 17th fard salat of the day. And then of course, every salah, la salata illa bi fatihati al-kitab, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, there is no salah without reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. So Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukun, it is the pillar of every rakat of every salah. And that is why we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah, for guidance above all else. Sadly, for many of us, we take blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted and do not express gratitude for them, and we spend our time complaining about any hardship that comes our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us always to have an attitude of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He, Jalla Jalaluhu, has granted you all that you asked for. If you try to count Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, you would never be able to number them. Indeed, humankind is truly unfair, totally ungrateful. We ask Allah to exclude us from this and to make us among His grateful slaves. The Quran al-Kareem encourages us to reflect on the creation and to learn to see the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reflected in it, and to thank and to glorify Him and to praise Him. This produces joy in the heart that is unequaled and unsurpassed. Allah said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَّفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the oceans became ink, if they were ink for writing the words of my Rabb, it would certainly run out before the words of my Rabb were finished, even if He refilled it with its equal. That means the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if all the oceans became ink and if that was used to write the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would run out and they were refilled and that would still run out, and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us to be conscious of His blessings and to thank Him, and said that for those who are thankful, He would increase His blessings. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, and remember when your Rabb proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will certainly give you more, but if you are ungrateful, surely my punishment is severe. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His gifts. He said about His word, about the Quran al-Kareem, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman, His own name, the most compassionate, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. Ar-Rahman عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. Ar-Rahman taught the Quran and created humanity and taught them speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the world around us so that we can recognize His bounties and favors upon us and thank Him for them. He said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ ثُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. In Surah An-Naba, and there are many places in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His bounties, but in Surah An-Naba, Allah said, have you not smoothed out the earth like a bed and made the mountains as its pegs, and created you in pairs and made your sleep for rest and made the night as a cover and made the day for livelihood, and built above you seven mighty heavens and placed in them a shining lamp, and sent down from rain clouds pouring water, producing by it grain and plants and dense orchards. The purpose of all of this is to remind us that no matter what our present looks like, no matter how wealthy and powerful or poor and powerless we may be, no matter whether we are white, black or anything else, no matter whether we live in America or Brazil, no matter where anything, no matter nothing, one day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will be called to account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah said, every soul will taste death, and you will only receive your full reward on the day of judgment. Whoever is spared from the fire and admitted into Jannah will indeed triumph, whereas the life of this world is no more than delusion of enjoyment. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is our reality. We are alive and we will die. No matter in what state we may be alive, we will die. And then we will know the truth. Why don't we know it now? Why is the deception of this life so powerful? Let me tell you. Imagine that you are sitting in an IMAX 3D theater wearing 3D goggles, 3D glasses, laying back in your seat, totally engrossed in the film. If they monitored your vital statistics, they would get some very interesting, even alarming results on the brain, on the heart and brain scanners. Your emotions will be in full flow. Depending on the film, you would be laughing your guts out or weeping rivers of tears. You would be terrified out of your wits. You would fall in love. Your heart would break. You would hate someone enough to want to kill them. Yet cognitively, you know that it's all acting. It is all make-believe. All is a show. Nothing is real. But at that time, when you are in the grip of your emotions, if someone called out to you and your companion and said, "Beware, all of this is false. The reality is outside the theater. Did you lock your car? Or you may have to walk home." What would you say? What would you say? What would people do? Right? They would throw the man out. They would beat him up. And that is why people fought against the Anbiya. They fought against the prophets and they fought against the messengers and the Rusul. Because people don't like those who seek to wake them up from their stupor, from their intoxication. That is why intoxication is so popular. And that is the reason why it is haram. Our life in this world is the biggest IMAX, the biggest intoxication. I remind you and myself that it is time to wake up before the show ends and we are woken up. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about His greatest gift, which is the only thing that He called His favor. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the believers a great favor by raising a messenger from among them, reciting to them His ayat, His revelations, purifying them and teaching them the book and wisdom. And indeed, they had previously been clearly astray. He was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Nabiyyin, As-Sadiq al-Amin, Al-Habib al-Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest gift to humanity, the receiver of the revelation, the key to its power and majesty, without whose teaching and guidance the revelation could not be understood or acted upon. He connected us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through Him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened His word, opened His book for us. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who did not know Him, jalla jalaluhu. And He taught those who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to approach Him, jalla jalaluhu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest blessing for us. Thanks to Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made and blessed us with a promise that I invoke for all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said, but Allah would never punish them while you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were with them, nor would He ever punish them if they seek forgiveness. To have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us means to follow His sunnah. And istighfar is something that we must continuously do our whole lives. The benefit is that the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be stopped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and reminded us and said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخرة وذكر الله كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have an excellent example for whoever has hope in Allah, the hope in the meeting with Allah and the last day, and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. What can be clearer than this with regard to the importance and to the criticality of following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us follow this and be among those who will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet him inshaAllah on the day of judgment. And finally, about such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite mercy, he said, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ ربنا وادخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. الله سير بجمين سورة الغافر. Those angels who carry the throne of Allah, the Hamilin al-Arsh, and those around the throne of Allah glorify the praises of their Rabb, and they have faith in Him, and they seek forgiveness for the believers, us. They seek forgiveness for the believers, saying, praying, our Rabb, you encompass everything in your mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who repent and follow your way, and protect them from the torment of the hellfire. Our Rabb, admit them into gardens of eternity which you have promised them, along with the righteous among their parents and spouses and descendants. You alone are truly the Almighty, the All-Wise. And protect them from the consequences of their evil deeds. For whoever you protect from the evil of their deeds on that day will have been shown your mercy. That is truly the ultimate triumph. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those for whom this ayat will become mizdaq, for whom this ayat will become a reality. We ask Allah to forgive us and to continue to enable us to seek His forgiveness and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.